Much. What a delight. What a great thing. Yeah, we're going to fly away this morning. Amen. Yeah. So today my talk is on fear and punishment. That's a good one. Yeah. So fear and punishment is not a God quality. State that right away. Fear and punishment is a human mindset. So I ask you this morning, are you ready to drop your story? Are you ready to tell a new story? I don't know about you, but I am. So together, let's take a look at what that means. See, because when we reflect on when you reflect on your past or you imagine your future, do you ever get a queasy feeling? Perhaps you have struggled with the same beliefs over the years. I don't know about you, but I have. That's what you're praying about, right? For those of you who were here last week. You know, those issues that hide under the surface of our thinking and come and pop up at sometimes the most inconvenient of times. See, more than once you have seemed to make some progress forward in your life and then things seem to fall apart again. Anybody? Good. I'm not just talking to me. And a little voice in your head whispers, why me? Is this how it will always be? Feeling limited or lacking or feeling like a misfit in life. I don't know about you, but the majority of my early life, I felt like I was missing something, that everybody else seemed to know the secret, but somewhere I didn't get the message. Anybody? Good. See, our continuing retelling of the story of limitation, of the story of doubt, fills us with fear and it punishes us. Because we keep telling the same story over again. And the fear and punishment is a human choice, not a God quality. And I don't know about you, but sometimes that gets a little confusing. So this morning, I have for you the truth that can and will set you free, set each of us free, if you so choose. It's up to you. Good. So everybody breathe into that. What would it feel like to be set free? So here goes. You're not your past. You're not your history, your biography, your genetics, or your karma. You are more than what you are experiencing or ever have experienced, and you are more than what you're feeling, and you are definitely more than your old beliefs. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good. The truth is you are made in the spiritual image and likeness of God. Now, we talk about this a lot. Today, though, I'm really looking forward to each and every one of us claiming it in a greater way, because you are immersed in love and the life of spirit in expressing in and as you is your birthright. Whether you felt like a misfit early on in your life or not, it doesn't matter, because even then you were experiencing and expressing the divine within you. Even if somebody told you differently. You are, each one of you, a unique expression of spirit in the flesh. No thing, no one can ever alter this truth unless you let it. The so-called fact that we've each been telling ourselves when we tell our story over and over and over again is a story. It's not the truth. Everybody breathe into that. Every day is a new day, is a fresh day. And stories are past. They're over. And it's time today that we claim that. Done. So I ask you again, are you ready to drop your story?
Yes.
Hallelujah. You're right on track. See, because you can and you will, and I know it for you, can release yourself today. Together, let's release all the ways we have identified ourselves up until now. Let's release those old beliefs, those old patterns, those old issues. And let's claim the truth. See, I realized that this week. You know, I prepare all week for this talk. And the other day, I experienced some of this because, you see, I gave my power away. I gave my power away to events, to old beliefs, dismissing myself. Anybody this week? Time is up on that, folks. In realizing I was punishing myself, that it was an old pattern, that the moment that button got pushed in me, that old response erupted. Anybody?
How wet is that music?
Yeah, I needed help. So as I often do, and I've said this before, because I have, anybody who's been in our home, there's bookcases of books, and the books all kind of look like this. They have markers in them. And so when this happens to me, I'm very blessed. I talk to Spirit. I say, okay, there's that slippery slope. I'm back in that old pattern. And I go to the bookshelf, and I allow Spirit to guide me to the right book. And you know, it's been a long time since I picked up this book. And it's an old friend that popped out at me. And I opened it up, and it's Joel Goldsmith, The Heart of Mysticism. And I opened it up, and this is what it said. It said, God is. And as long as God is, why should you be concerned? Your only concern should be if you still doubt that God is.
Ouch.
Hear that. And I went, oh, See, on the whole, much of the world doubts God. Because what we do is we look at the story, we look at what's happening out there, and we define ourselves by it. Anybody? I did. How nice it is to remember that my job is to get filled up with this truth. And it's just not my job, it is your job also, because otherwise whatever's happening out there in your life or in the world's going to take hold of you. And you know, how many of you know we have a lending library? Oh, good, because it's right outside that door, just a little bit to the left, and there are books in there that will do the same for you that this book did for me. And we also have a bookstore.
Is there any audio?
No. So use that. Use everything that is possible, because if you are questioning what's taking place in your life or you're repeating the old story, then you got to get back to God. Fear and punishment is a story that we tell ourselves over and over again. Our old story. And our old story always stops us from claiming our good, from allowing the good to come into our life. Because you see, when we keep telling the old story, we absolutely push any kind of good away from us. And it keeps us locked up in limitation. I know this one well. See, so we've each got to make that choice. We've got to choose to come out of the spiritual closet and be the light of truth, first for ourselves and then for the rest of the world. Because you see, when we keep our spiritual light hidden, or we only use God on Sundays, then we are absolutely in a spiritual closet, and we got to come out. Because we as spiritual faith-based community must keep remembering that we're spiritual beings. And we share that beingness with each other and with the rest of humanity. We're spiritual.